said, hey, listen, we are glad to be with you. It is 2:08 p.m. here on October the 5th. This would be a Tuesday. We're not quite a hump day, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Right Side Radio is here with you 2 to 5 p.m. 5 days a week, and glad of it. And Copper runs the board as always. Hey, Miss Copper.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, and by the way, we've got stuff to cover today that is pretty significant. And some of it all looks like, you know, a lot of it looks like it comes from outside of the state of Alabama. Truthfully, no, it's here. So let me, without further delay, go ahead and get ready for the Triple Dipper. Copper, hit that sound effect. Go.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So the bottom line is this. We do three stories or storylines or weaving three narratives together for you every single day at the very least. So when you leave the show, you're walking away going, They asked me a question tomorrow at work. I got an answer for them. So here's number one. The intolerance of the left is really ramping up. And I'm going to show you a number of places where it's everything from, you know, vaccine bullies to, you know, screaming at you in the bathrooms. But the intolerance of the left is really ramping up. It's like they're becoming unhinged in many ways. Number two is this. You may have to shop for Christmas now. The worldwide supply chain is extremely impacted right now by the inability of the ports in California to get themselves under control. So supply chain management is a big, big deal. Shopping for Christmas is already being impacted, so keep that in mind. And number three is this. We've had a tragic situation with the loss of a police officer right here in our listening area over in Sheffield. And it's something that you look at and go, that was completely preventable because that guy shouldn't have even been out of prison. And we're going to talk about that. And the price of sentencing reform is what I'm calling that section. And so those are your three, your triple dipper right there. But the world around you, I mean, it's a little crazy out there right now. And it really is. I mean, watching the news right now and the way the left is screaming at people and moving things in directions that we've never seen them try to go so overtly into, it is a little crazy out there. I mean, everywhere you look, social media, mainstream media, it's hard to account for it sometimes. Sometimes it seems like civil discourse is a thing of the past, but not really if you get down to it. What's really missing? What's needed more than ever is for good people to speak up. I mean, really speak up. And I'm not talking about riots. I'm not talking about chasing elected officials into the bathroom stalls or showing up on their front steps. It's actually possible to have a solid, conservative, well-intentioned, cogent, thoughtful, authoritative voice. Sometimes you may be alone. Sometimes you'll be with others. But here's the deal, though, y'all. Bunch of right-side ruffians, listen close. Throughout history, it is the failure of good people to speak up that has allowed for bad things to happen. Now, don't get me wrong when I say that. Bad actors, they bear responsibility for what they do. But good people who could have intervened and chose not to because it was uncomfortable, because it was scary, because it might hurt their business, because it might hurt their standing in the community, they deserve some recompense themselves. I mean, you've all heard the old quote, you know, that one that says, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Well, it's true. And think of this. What if it was you that was bearing the brunt of the actions of the bad actors? What if it was you or your family facing some kind of adverse action, some public backlash, some unjustified consequences? Who would speak for you? There's a wonderful but sobering old poem. I'm not much of a poet guy, but nonetheless, there's a sobering old poem by a German Lutheran minister named Martin Niemöller. And Niemöller said this. He said, quote, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. It says, but see, Niemöller's poem there resonates, but his extended commentary, that's what really got me. Niemöller spoke in the form of a question. Really, it was a confession in the form of a question, and he did so right after World War II. Keep in mind, he was a German minister. And I would not normally do this, but what I want to take just a minute to do here is I want to read you a short excerpt from Niemöller's confession sermon, all right? Just bear with me, because it's so prescient right now. He says this, and I'm quoting now. He says, the people who were put in the camps then were communists, so who cared about them? We knew it was printed in the newspapers, but who raised their voice? Maybe the church? We thought, communists? Those opponents of religion? Those enemies of Christians? Should I even be my brother's keeper? Well, then they got rid of the sick. the so-called incurables. I remember a conversation I had with a person who claimed to be a Christian. He said, perhaps it's right these incurably sick people just cost the state money. They're a burden to themselves and to others. Isn't it best for all concerned if they're taken out of society? Only then did the church begin to take note, but then we started talking until our voices were again silenced in public, and can we say that we aren't guilty or responsible? He goes on to say, the persecution of the Jews, the way we treated the occupied countries, or the things in Greece or in Poland or in Czechoslovakia or in Holland, they were written in the newspapers. And I believe that we, as confessing church Christians, have every reason to say, mea culpa. We can take ourselves out of it with the excuse that it would have cost me my head if I had spoken out. We preferred to keep silent. We are certainly not without guilt or fault. I ask myself, he says, again and again, what would have happened if in the year 1933 or 34, 14,000 Protestants had all spoken up and defended the truth until their deaths? If we had said back then, it's not right when Hermann Göring simply puts 100,000 communists in concentration camps to let them die, I can imagine that perhaps 30 to 40,000 Protestant Christians would have had their heads cut off. But I can imagine that by doing so, we would have rescued 30 to 40 million people, because that is what is costing us now. Are you hearing what I'm saying, folks? This is me back. I'm talking again. Niemöller was he was regretful. He was speaking after the fact. He was recognizing that by not having said something, by not having taken a stand, by not having made a sacrifice at a time when you could have, that there was no way to know what would have happened to save so many more. But speaking up, I'm going to be honest with you, speaking up takes practice. I mean, think of resolve and courage, those two words, resolve and courage, as if those are like some kind of a muscle group. If you leave them untrained, they grow flaccid and weak. It takes exercising your resolve and courage to be able to be effective at employing them. So here's my advice, trying to get practical about it. I do this sometimes. You grab one topic. Just pick one. Just start with one. Just something you're passionate about. Maybe it's like the topic of faith or liberty or pushing back against critical race theory, or expressing how much you love your community or your state or your nation, and then do this one simple exercise, all right? When you're driving down the road or you have an extra minute, just turn off the radio, whatever, and just ask yourself this question. What would I say if? And take a little time to think about your answer. Maybe read up on comments made by other folks who did a good job addressing the same thing, or ask a friend or a family member. Just dialogue it around in your mind. What would I say if? And let me tell you something, you don't have to be famous, you don't have to be well-educated, you don't have to be an elected official or a business leader. I mean, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John spoke to the leaders of the day, and it says they were noted as speaking with authority, even though they were, quote, unlearned and uneducated men. So I'm going to tell you right now, that resolve and courage I talked about a minute ago, resolve and courage, those are things that become a part of your character, and you will be known for them, and or else you can also easily be known for being without them. And I'll wrap this up by saying, you know, one of my favorite authors happens to be from Alabama, a guy named Andy Andrews. He's also one of the best public speakers I've ever heard. He's got an amazing personal story, but he wrote a book that I have. It's on the Right Side Radio website. Go to rightsideradio.org. We have our suggested reading list on there. And this book by Andy Andrews is on there. It's called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it refers again to the whole Nazi extermination camps situation from World War II. But there's a quote from Andy Andrews that's right on point for this discussion today. He said this. He said, every man of character will have that character questioned, and every man of honor and courage will be faced with unjust criticism. But never forget that unjust criticism has no impact whatsoever upon the truth, and the only sure way to avoid criticism is to do nothing and to be nothing. So there it is, folks. Liberals are shouting at the top of their lungs. They're pushing themselves into every corner of our lives. They're telling us we have to always do what they say, and that things we've always believed are true are just not true anymore. Do you have resolve and courage? Can you speak up? What would you say if? Just a thought. Or you could just do nothing. You could say nothing. And when they come for you, who will speak for you then? And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, serious business, folks. I'm going to tell you here in a few minutes, the actual government is trying to stifle your ability to speak up, like I just said. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have to make me stop. And I know I got a whole bunch of you out there, a bunch of Right Side ruffians feel the exact same way. It is important that we have the ability to cogently and coherently express ourselves in the public arena and do so in a way that does not just drive people into the bathroom stall, you know what I'm saying, But it literally wins the day. That's what it's going to take. Every single day, by the way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We got more of that work coming right back.